When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
All right, welcome to episode 5 of Best Podcasting Gear. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting. And today, if I sound a little different, it's because I'm using not my favorite microphone. It's the Blue Yeti. And the Blue Yeti is a condenser microphone. It works with USB only. And it's not a bad microphone. It's just got some bad side effects. One of them is right now I'm holding a pop filter between myself and the microphone. But here's the biggest one. If I touch anything on my desk, it picks up every little thing. And what it is, and I'm also leaning over my desk because it's got this little desk stand. And so most people don't like to sit like this. It hurts their back. So what happens is they sit back in their chair and then they turn up the gain. So they sound like this. And I'm way out and, you know, I'm getting a good signal into the recording software, but it just sounds like I'm a mile away from the microphone. And now if I were to touch the desk, oh, it's even worse. You know, and I'm just here holding the pop filter. And what this does is it takes away from that intimate sound where I'm right in your head, because now it sounds like I'm in a room and you're watching me, not listening to me. So what you want to do with a Yeti is you want to get right up on it, which is what I'm doing, and I'm turning the gain way down. And so I'm literally, my glasses are hitting the pop filter, and I'm trying to get a decent signal, and that will cut down on some of the roominess. Now, you have to realize something here. As a podcaster, we don't listen like normal people. We don't. We're a little super anal about this. But I've heard some people, like Rob over at Today in iOS, he sounds fine. I've heard other podcasters who will go nameless that don't. And I just thought, you know, for the sake of integrity, if I'm going to say this microphone isn't that good, I need to buy one and make sure I'm not lying. Otherwise, I'm no better than the people that do a quick Google search and say, this is the microphone for podcasters. I need to do some investigating. So I went out and bought one. I'm talking into one, obviously, right now. And here's the deal. The Yeti has four different settings. One records in 360. One records just the front and back. One records just the left and right, and one records just the front, which is what I'm using now. It's called cardioid. It's supposed to pick up less background noise, but in my opinion, it's just not the same. So to avoid sounding like you're in a tunnel, you have to do what I'm doing now, which is turn the gain down and get as close to the microphone as you can. Now, when you do this, you'll have a lot of popping peas, because I mean get right up on the microphone. So you have to. And this isn't a Blue Yeti thing. You should always have a pop filter. But due to its unique size, you need a special pop filter. Now, if you buy the pop filter from Blue, it's $59. Give me a break. Or you can grab a knockoff from a company called Alphonics for $22. That's still a lot for a pop filter. You also need a shock mount, hence because everything I'm doing here is making noise. Well, again, you can go with the Blue shock mount, $56, or a knockoff from the company Alphonics for $30. So the price of a Yeti goes from $89 to somewhere between $141 and $204, depending on if you're going for the official Blue accessories here. The shock mount is going to need a stand, and for that I recommend the Rode PSA-1. It goes for $99. It's a little cheaper than the Heil PLT-2, PL2T, and that's $130. I like the Rode PSA-1. But the sad truth is, with spending all this money, if you then want to record two people with two Yetis, it's not that easy, as the Yeti, not the Yeti Pro, is USB only. This means that any kind of processing, whether it's compression or noise gating or whatever, you're going to have to do that in the software, because I can't run a USB microphone, depending on your setup, of course. Typically, no processing going on. Now, if you want to purchase the Yeti Pro, that has USB and the ability to plug into a mixer. It also costs $199, so it's twice as much. Now, I say this to say this is why the Audio-Technica ATR2100 is the best podcasting microphone, not the Blue Yeti. And I've done the work, and we'll play with the Blue Yeti and the ATR2100 in a future episode. But here's the thing. The Audio-Technica is a dynamic microphone, which just means it's going to pick up less room noise. And because it's kind of a simple microphone, you can put it on a stand. You don't have to have a special stand for it. It's going to pick up less thumping. And there's even a shock mount for it and a pop filter, all in one for $9. So this means the 2100, which goes right now for about $77, and a shock mount / pop filter is $9. You're looking at $86. But if you do that with the Blue Yeti, or if you go with the Blue Yeti Pro, so you have USB and XLR, it's $199, the pop filter is $22, the shock mount is $30, you're looking at $251, where the ATR2100 sounds just as good. You don't have to worry about the hassle of room noise. You get a shock mount and a pop filter for $9, you're looking at $86. So I'm using one now, like I say, it's not a bad microphone if you have the right environment, but the fact that you're going to need to buy a pop filter and a shock mount, it prices itself out. And so I would recommend the Audio-Technica ATR2100. Please ignore the millions of websites that say this is a great microphone for podcasting. What's a great microphone is somebody that's playing games and they want to sit back at their desk, turn up the gain and go, hey, come on, Billy, shoot him. Shoot him in the head, Billy. Come on, what's going on, man? Hurry up. That would work. It's a great microphone for that, which is what I'm doing right now. And you can hear the roominess. Now, if you're in a car, you're probably not hearing the difference. And you're probably not hearing that in the background, the furnace just shut off. But I'm telling you, if you're going to use one, turn the gain down, which is what I'm doing. Get right up on it and you'll eliminate some of that room noise. And it's usable, but it would just be a better investment to get an ATR2100. So that's going to do it for this episode of Best Podcasting Gear. You can find everything I talked about today at bestpodcastinggear.com/5. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you again real soon. Take care and God bless.
This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world. One download at a time.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.